imagine calling Donald Trump and his gang of goofballs weird. What, them? Elon Musk and his ex-platform of misinformation? Come on. We all know he's as normal as you and me and the potted plant in the room with us. So what if he plans to colonize Mars in our lifetime? Probably not a bad plan at all. Maybe start with Don and J.D. Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene? How about Lauren Boebert? Rudy, America's mayor? Nothing strange about those nice people, right? So what if most of Trump's cabinet and advisors resigned after spending a little too much time in small rooms with the man? Doesn't make him weird, does it? Okay, maybe a bit hard to deal with. His Secretary of State called him a fucking moron, and some of the others claim he has the attention span of a gnat. But hey, that would apply to a lot of us, not necessarily bizarre at all. I got plenty of friends who don't read much of anything. Like Donald, we got TV we can watch all day long. Plenty of information on TV. Who needs briefing reports? Is it weird that the evangelicals support a man who is a convicted felon? A man who states publicly it's okay to grab women by their genitals, who cheated on his wives, who paid porn stars to stay silent over their sexual trysts? The guy who said maybe Mike Pence deserved to be lynched by those tourists at the Capitol. Seriously, you think that's weird? Or is it odd and bizarro to enrich yourself while in office? Wouldn't show you his taxes, so you think maybe he's got something to hide? Plenty before him have done the same thing. Probably what some would call good business practice. What about praising dictators, strongmen who never believed in democracy and rule with an iron fist? So he likes Putin and Kim Jong-un. Maybe the North Koreans and Russians like them too. Doesn't make him an oddball. Okay, makes you wonder though. Might be he just wants a Trump Tower in Moscow and Pyongyang. How about the fact his wife sleeps on the other side of the White House, you ask? Or they never seem to be seen together, holding hands or smooching. Lots of folks have marital problems. Lots of guys commit adultery, they just don't get to commit it with porn queens. Maybe this isn't weird, just jealousy. Give the stud a break. If the Donald was weird, why would most of the Republican Party follow him in lockstep? You say they're all bonkers? They refuse to convict him of high crimes and misdemeanors, and you have to admit they knew he did what he was impeached for. They had to know he was guilty of all those indictments he has coming up in various trials. They listened to the phone calls to have states change the results of the election, and they heard him tell his MAGA followers to stand by and be ready to take back the White House when he lost the election. They were in the Capitol building when the rioters howled for their heads, smashing windows, searching for Pence and Pelosi so they could hang them outside on gallows already erected. Surely you don't think it odd they would forget that harrowing afternoon. Okay, maybe a little, but not weird, not bizarre. Okay, maybe it's a tad peculiar the man tells more lies than he does truths. Reality is in the eyes of the beholder, correct? Like his advisor Kellyanne Conway famously said, these are alternative facts. Doesn't make them weird, just amusingly wacky. The other day he mentioned how no one died at that January 6th tourist event. Maybe he forgot the Capitol Police deaths or that woman killed trying to break into the chamber room. Bad memory, sure, but weird? Come on, cut him some slack. If these folks live in a slightly different reality than most Americans, maybe it's because they have acute visions for the country the rest of us mere mortals cannot comprehend. Genius, not weirdness. When the new Republican Party regains power, you may have to make a few adjustments. The Christians may never have to vote again. The new dictator will only be a dictator that first day in office. 1984 by George Orwell will be the new Testament. Doublethink and newspeak will make everything clear. Weird? Not anymore. Welcome to the new reality.